I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians in a small village 250 kilometers northeast of Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, have been told by government officials they can't build a church on their land. This comes after the Prime Minister praised the country's religious diversity. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it appears religious tolerance depends on your ethnicity.
It is not uncommon for an ethnic Chinese person to be a Christian, and so that is thought to be acceptable. It is much less common for an ethnic Malay person to be a Christian. They are thought culturally to be Muslims. Typically, you see a harsh response to that.
Meanwhile, there's a Ghanaian proverb which says, too much meat does not spoil soup. That can be used to describe the religious landscape. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver noted a development during his most recent visit.
Where there once were Christian churches, there now are mosques in those little villages that are being funded from Islamic countries.
There's been hostility in response to evangelistic efforts in the rural areas, but mainly because people are coming to Christ. IN is helping Christians to be prepared and ready to respond to the challenges of Islam. And over 45 seasons of summer camps, Echo Ranch Bible Camp has impacted thousands of kids with the gospel. Run by Avant Ministries, Echo Ranch is the only camp in Southeast Alaska to offer a horse program. The horses attract a lot of unchurched kids. Through the ministry of counselors and chapel services, many of these kids come to Christ. Your support can help this ministry continue by providing chainsaws, corral fencing, and saddles. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. Your name's drawn. Global Action will send you to India to distribute blankets to the poor. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on that link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.